What's up, everybody? Welcome to the TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. I'm Thomas.
I'm Tyson.
I studied exercise physiology and competed in many various sports ranging from wrestling to ultra running. I use that knowledge to combine today's science with ancient wisdom to live an optimal lifestyle and to spread that information onto the masses.
I'm a lifelong weightlifter and I'm obsessed with health and wellness. My degree in biology, with an emphasis in neurobiology, physiology, and behavior, allows me to take a deep dive into the most current literature and bring that information to you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you'd like to show your support, please rate and review on your favorite podcast provider, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or SoundCloud. Also, sign up on our website, tntwellnessandnutrition.com, for all of our up-to-date content.
Let's get this started.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. This is Article of the Week 24, and today we're going to be discussing an article titled Berkeley Becomes First U.S. City to Commit to a Vegan Meals. And obviously, me and Tom are not the biggest fans of the plant-based narrative. If you've listened to any of our podcasts, you know that we are very pro-animal-based nutrition for a million different reasons. So seeing this title, Tom actually pulled it up. He was like, yo, we need to talk about this, and I 100% agree. So Tom, do you want to just briefly go over what this article says?
Yeah, this isn't even the first time we've talked about how pro-vegan, anti-meat that the city of Berkeley is. Earlier this year, I want to say it was back in January, we did a couple podcasts on the Sacred Cow documentary and book, where we talked about how there was like a locally sourced, like organic grass-fed butcher shop that was like doing nose to tail, basically like as best a butcher shop as it can be, is doing everything right, locally sourced, properly raised animals, using the entire animal, and like the vegans like were protesting them like crazy. So even like the people that are doing it the right way is not good enough for these vegans.
I forgot about that, but yeah, you're right. Berkeley is a very, very pro-vegan.
Yeah, I mean, they were doing stuff where they were like dressing up naked and covering themselves in like fake blood and putting themselves in like giant they're like the, you know, like the containers that you get meat at from the store, mm-hmm. like saran wrap or like the styrofoam. They were like posing and stuff like that outside their butcher shop.
Yeah,
it seems like they're going kind of extreme.
Yeah, vegans are a little unstable, to say the least.
So the plan that the city council proposed is they're going to cut meat purchases by 50% by 2024, with a goal that they're going to come up with another plan like in the next year to push that even farther. And so pretty much anything that is like city supplied, so summer camps, senior centers, the jail, even the city council meetings, those are all 100% vegan now. So, like, they're just trying to push this narrative as much as they can. It doesn't mention schools, so I don't think that they can push this on schools. And I'm willing to bet that the local businesses are not going to comply with this. But it seems like the city council is definitely trying to push it on everybody.
Yeah, I think it's crazy to go 100% plant-based. Like, a plant-based nutrition has so many nutritional deficiencies. Excuse me. And like I said, we've talked about this 100 times, but vitamins like vitamin A, vitamin K, vitamin D, zinc, cholesterol, carnitine, choline, creatine, there are so many nutrients that you only find in animal-based nutrition, and you just won't get these things in plants. And there are some nutritions, there are some vitamins and minerals that our body will kind of create if you give them the building blocks, which you can get on a plant-based diet, but it's definitely not optimal and it's definitely not healthy, quote unquote. And when I see these initiatives, it's kind of, I don't want to say racist because it's not racist, but what I think of it is, it's kind of discriminatory because the people, like it talks about senior centers and summer camps, and a lot of these people, and I'll just focus on senior centers at this point, they don't have the kind of financial means to go out and eat wherever they want and like go cook for themselves, that type of stuff. So they rely on these institutions to feed them. Like this is their one like real primary source, or at least like steady source of food. And what we're doing, in a sense, is keeping the poor poorer and the rich are going to stay rich, because these meals, these plant-based meals, are going to be a lot cheaper. And that's just a fact. And it's kind of under the guise that they're healthier, but they're not. These meals are very cheap. And instead of, like I said, the poor get poorer financially, in this sense, the poor are going to get poorer from a health standpoint. And I think that is, I just think it's super shitty. It's just another way this whole system is rigged, but it's kind of just disguised like, oh no, we're looking out for your health, we're looking out for the environment. But one, plant-based nutrition is not healthy, and two, plant-based nutrition is not the answer for climate change. In total, just food systems in whole accounts for about 5% of total greenhouse gas emissions. Of that 5%, 3 is actual plant agriculture and 2 is animal agriculture. So the plants that we are farming and cultivating actually accounts for more greenhouse gas emissions than animals. And that's not even talking about all the nutrients that plants are lacking in. So in my sense, this is it's just shitty. And I think I feel sorry for the people who have to rely on the city for meals. And a lot of those people, like I said, are the people that are on the, you know, poorer scale. They just can't do things for themselves. So they rely on the city for these meals. And I think that's real shitty.
Yeah, I mean, you're totally right that it is discriminatory, because unless they're feeding these meals alongside with essential amino acid supplement to make up for the amino acids that are lacking, a B12 vitamin, you know, like a multivitamin containing like A, D, E, and K, like you were mentioning, like unless you're really supplying all these extra supplements, like along with like zinc and other things, like, yeah, like there's going to be a lot of nutritional deficiencies. So yeah, for like our children, or for like the children in Berkeley and like the elderly in Berkeley, those are the people that really can't like deal with this, because, you know, kids are growing, they need a lot more nutrients. And seniors are declining, like you're going to rapidly increase that decline by introducing a whole bunch of nutrient deficient foods. So it's like, yeah, like this is definitely not going to work unless their plan is to make everybody sick and unhealthy.
Honestly, I think that is the plan. This whole system makes a lot of money, or a lot of people make a lot of money on keeping the general population fat and sick. You know, a customer, what is that saying? One patient cured is one customer lost. Like, this whole system doesn't make money on people being healthy, strong, and actually critical thinkers where they can think for themselves. This system makes money on keeping everyone sick and on medication, and this is just going to keep that system going. It's just going to perpetuate it even more.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'd be more okay with it. I still wouldn't be okay with it if they talked about all the deficiencies that are likely going to arise and, like, kind of recommended that you take all these supplements. Like, then it would at least be kind of okay. I would understand, like, hey, they are trying to make the planet a better place. I don't agree with their methods, but at least I would understand it. Mm-hmm. But it's like their solution to, like, climate change is to make everybody, like, sick. Like, okay, that doesn't seem like a good solution. You're creating another problem by solving one.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, it doesn't add up. So, I don't know. I think this is a horrible idea. Hopefully it doesn't catch on. I mean, yeah, like we 100% disagree. We've talked about that 100 times, but I just can't believe like a city is going this far.
Yeah, no, I agree. If they're a little more transparent, then maybe, you know, at least when you are transparent, you leave the door open for conversation and you can kind of get a dialogue started and come up with a half decent, half coherent answer. But they're just saying that, no, this is right, or it's better for the patients, it's better for the people, it's better for the environment. And that's all completely untrue. And yeah, I didn't even touch on, like Tom said, the protein quality sucks. If you want to actually listen, we have a podcast on why plant-based protein is shit. So you can listen to that podcast, just search plant-based on the website and it'll come up. But yeah, like Tom said, we don't agree with this. I can't agree with this at all. And there are just so many ways that this is going to hurt people. And kind of like Tom said, it's going to make these people sick. It's going to make the elderly decline even faster. And the healthcare system, like where do old people go when they're sick? They go to the hospital. The healthcare system is way more, or is a bigger contributor to global greenhouse gas emissions than animal agriculture is. But they don't talk about that. That this is just going to result in more people in the hospital and then more CO2 in the atmosphere. And yeah, there's just so many ways that this is complete crap and we don't agree with it. I would not recommend a plant-based diet. I understand if you are, I don't want to say, what is it, like a bleeding heart? If you're just soft and you really care about animals and you don't want any animal dying for you, hey, go ahead, you know, eat your kale, eat your broccoli, enjoy it. But Don't tell me that it's healthy because it's not. Don't tell me that it's better for the environment because it's not. If you want to sacrifice your health, your strength, your mental health for, you know, some chicken, do your thing. Go ahead. But at least be honest about it.
Yeah, I mean, even the ethical argument doesn't add up because, like, you need pesticides in order to have agriculture. And those pesticides are killing insects and killing small animals, too. So no matter what, things are dying for us to get food. There's no way around it.
There's no way around it.
So if you eat animals, at least that animal is dying for a reason. It's to give you health. If, like, you're eating plants, like, animals are dying just to die. And, like, they're not really having any purpose.
Which is way worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, one cow can feed, like, a family of, like, 4 to 6 for about a year. So that's one death for a year for a family. When you're looking at the agriculture, the amount of like rodents and insects killed, it is way more than one.
Yeah, millions of rabbits, insects, birds, lizards, everything. It's honestly everything that doesn't have a pretty face, and that's why no one's actually arguing about it and no one's fighting for them. And it shows the hypocrisy of the vegan movement. But yeah, we'll talk about that another time. But I think that's a good topic, a good outline of this conversation. I don't agree with it. I really hope this doesn't spread across the nation. Honestly, I think it can spread to more cities in California because California is full of soft-ass people. But that's
they're again, trying. They're talking to San Francisco, trying to push the same policy on San Francisco and Chicago.
Oh, I can see it passing in San Francisco. I really can because, I mean, that's like the kissing cousin of Berkeley. They're pretty close to each other. But I mean, honestly, hopefully it doesn't go anywhere else because it just doesn't make any sense. Like, if it made sense, I could definitely be behind it. It's not that I hate plants. It's not that I don't want people to not eat plants. It's when people try and sugarcoat this narrative that, oh, plants are better for everything. And I'm like, no, that's just not true. And, yeah, you have anything else to say about it?
No, not really. I mean, other than, like, hey, hopefully this policy does not pass. And if it does pass, like, talk to your city council members and, like, tell them, like, hey, you were completely against this.
Yeah, that's all you can do, really.
I mean, because, like, when it comes to local politics, like, you have a big voice. Because, you know, there's only a few thousand people that, like, vote in, like, the local elections. It's not like those are giant, like, the presidential ones. So you have a lot more say in what happens in your city than you do versus, like, what happens nationwide.
Mm-hmm, for sure. But all right, that's another article of the week. Hope you guys liked it. You can find the article on the website, tntwellnessandnutrition.com. So feel free to go there. You can read this whole article if you like. And you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. So feel free to reach out anytime.
Yeah, please rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast provider. That's Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and YouTube. Hope everybody has a happy and healthy week.